We've been recently looking for a way to buy brand new Tuya modules, especially CB3S/CB2S, BK7231N, and WB2S. BK7231N is a bit newer and has more advanced support in Open Beacon, Deep Sleep, and WS2812B. So it was our primary focus. Here I will write down our experience. Our modules were ordered from a Chinese reseller. The unit price is about 2% per piece. We weren't sure whether they are reused or resold by Tuya, so we decided to make some tests. First module we'll test is WB2S. It comes in a nice strip form. We've checked the flash content with our flasher. Surprisingly, something is there. This device already contains a Smart Life flash, dedicated for something that looks like ARGB lamp, with extra relay, button, and Wi-Fi LED. It even has specified PWM frequency. It must have been dedicated to run in some smart device. Then we also flashed OBK. OBK access point shows up correctly, and it's possible to configure OBK easily. Second module we'll test is CB3S. There is again something in the config. The config specifies a reset pin, button on P9, a Wi-Fi LED, and both IR receiver and IR transmitter. It seems that this device was a smart IR remote module / repeater that could receive, learn, and send IR signals. Again, we've tried to flash OBK on that. No problems. Firmware dump. Third module we'll test is CB2S. This time module seems to be coming from a BLO937 smart socket. BLO937 pins are clearly visible in the config. There is a plus, a button, a relay, and Wi-Fi LED. Firmware dump. Conclusion. The bought Tuya modules seem to come from some Tuya production line. They already have flashed specific Tuya firmware for a given device type, like an RGB light, or a power metering plug, or an IR bridge, and are ready to be soldered inside it. They also contain already calibrated RF partition and work good with Open Beacon, so we haven't found any downsides to that. Hopefully they will be useful for us in our DIY projects.